Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Radio, you control, take control of the airwaves. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. You can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Senator Rand Paul is making news. He's not good often, but when he is good, he is damn
good.
He's on it. Yeah. So Senator Rand Paul addressed the Senate Monday afternoon as his colleagues prepared to vote for a $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which I have to agree with you, I expected it to be significantly larger, and told his fellow Republicans who backed the stimulus that they are no better than the Democrats they criticize who aligned themselves with socialism. To so-called conservatives who are quick to identify the socialism of Democrats, if you vote for this spending monstrosity, you are no better. The House passed the relief package because, of course, they did, and lawmakers tacked on a $1.4 trillion catch-all spending bill prior to the Christmas holiday.
Woo!
So
the government, trillions.
Yeah, $2.3 trillion in total here, all in one day. The government spent $2.5 trillion in one day. Or rather, they created.
Yes.
The relief package will send a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, which for most Americans, I don't think will even pay for a single month's rent after the government put them out of work this year. If free money was the answer, if money really did grow on trees, why not give more money? Paul asked. Why not give it out all the time? Why stop at $600 a person? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000? Maybe these new free money Republicans should join the Everybody Gets a Guaranteed Income caucus. Why not $20,000 a year for everybody? Why not $30,000? If you could print money with impunity, why not do it? The Senate later aligned with the House and passed the relief package and government funding plan. The vote was 91-6. And members needed 60 votes to pass the bill since it skipped several parliamentary steps. Among those, reading the bill. The other five who voted against the package were Senator Rick Scott, Mike Lee, Marsha Blackburn, Ted Cruz, and Ron Johnson. Most of those names I know. I don't know Marsha Blackburn or Ron Johnson, but they're all Republicans, and kudos to them for at least doing one thing right, even if they did it for the wrong reasons. Cruz tweeted earlier that it is absurd to have a $2.5 trillion spending bill negotiated in secret and then hours later demand an up or down vote on a bill that nobody has had time to read.
But what's new? I mean, is this really that new for Congress?
No, they do it all the time.
Right.
Paul targeted his own colleagues who voted for the bill and said, when you vote to pass out free money, you lose your soul and you abandon forever any semblance of moral or fiscal integrity.
Well, these people never had. I mean, I don't think they had a soul walking into the office in the first place because odds are it wasn't their first political appointment.
Yeah.
Right. They probably have been working at state governments or whatever. So a lot of these people are full-time bureaucrats and politicians. So, I mean, they likely didn't have much of a soul left.
He instead called on colleagues to open the economy, cut obvious waste in the budget, and stop piling on debt for future generations. The House voted 359-53 in favor of the relief bill.
So tell him to go pound sand.
What's that?
Tell him to go pound sand.
Yeah. The bill combines coronavirus fighting funds with financial relief for individuals and businesses. The exact page count, 5,593, by far the longest bill ever, came together Sunday.
What?
Yeah, evidently that is the longest
bill
ever. Yeah, the second one, I think, was the simplification of the tax code from like 2013 or whatever.
Wow.
It was like 2000. So, yeah.
The longest bill ever.
They set a record. Well done, Congress. A 5,593-page bill that no one in Congress actually read.
Wow. So how exactly can they say ignorance of the law is no excuse when you and I get caught for doing something that they've made illegal, like sharing an internet stream or whatever? How can they say that ignorance of the law is no excuse when they themselves haven't even read what they're passing?
Didn't Hillary make that same argument in regard to her server? Was that, you know, she didn't know it was illegal at the time, and they're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, by the way, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't work for us normal people, no.
No, no, it's okay, though, if you're Hillary, then it's fine.
Or if you're any of these politicians who are writing these laws, they're not at risk of being punished by any of these laws.
Pretty much no, yeah.
They're making the laws without knowing what's in them, and then we're expected to obey them, and if you don't obey them, and a judge or a police officer finds out about it, they're going to tell you that, hey, I guess you should have read that 5,593-page law that had this one paragraph that made what you're doing now illegal. It's absolutely absurd. Senator Paul, though, is also in the news. He's a pediatrician, correct?
I have no clue.
But he's some sort of medical doctor.
Yeah, he
I'm
is
confident
a doctor.
Of that. I think it's a pediatrician. And he's weighing in on math.
I thought he was like an eye doctor or something, but I don't know.
I can look it up.
I'll look it up for you.
He's weighing in on math. I think you actually have that story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Tennessee, Rand Paul, he does have a medical degree. And
so he is an actual doctor.
It says here, yeah, ophthalmology.
Okay. What is that, an eye doctor?
I believe that is an eye doctor. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, callers. 603-283-6160. And I did test the phone lines, by the way.
Okay, I've been wondering about that.
You know, maybe they're not working, but they are.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the Rand Paul story here, he is calling out some people according to Rand Paul. This is Newsweek.com. The Republican senator reiterated remarks made to Fox Business that there's, quote, no science to keeping schools closed, and there's actually no good science to keeping restaurants closed. In fact, there's no good science that anything we've done has changed the trajectory of the pandemic. And that's really an interesting point, and it backs up what Tom Woods has been sharing on his podcast and on some videos recently. He's a libertarian speaker.
I mean, if masks and social distancing and all of these things were effective, then we would expect to look at New York City and Massachusetts, these places with some of the strictest lockdowns, and we would expect to see a decline in the spread of coronavirus.
But no.
But instead, there's no correlation whatsoever.
Right. That was Tom Woods' presentation that showed the various European countries when they put in their mask mandate. And it was like a chart of the time over the last year and like where the infection rate was going based on at what point was the mask mandate put into place. And then was the infection rate going up after that? Was it going down? And it didn't matter. It didn't matter when the mask mandate was put into place.
See, that's surprising. I would have expected it to go up after the mandate.
Well, it did go up. It just says it didn't matter. Just the point is it didn't matter. It didn't matter if they put the mask mandate in. Right. It didn't lower it. And if they put the mask mandate in later or earlier, it had no effect whatsoever.
Okay.
So
I still haven't gotten around to watching that. But I mean,
I haven't watched the whole thing either, but I watched a little bit of it, and that was the part I happened to see.
So Rand Paul also says that masks aren't helping. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, at least we have an actual doctor and a politician. You know, he checks all of these status boxes.
Well, and he's not just he's not just the one doctor. I mean, there's thousands of doctors that have similar opinions. I mean, my doctor says this whole thing is BS. And the Republican senator reiterated these remarks, speaking with Breitbart News at a Turning Point USA convention, which is, a young conservative group in West Palm Beach. Paul said minor health precautions as simple as washing one's hands and keeping socially distant have made no difference in slowing the spread of coronavirus. But what they have made a difference in, I would like to add, is making people sad and depressed and unable to feel like they are connected with other human beings anymore, which ultimately is what people need to feel sane in their lives. You know, with the exception of psychopaths. I mean, right. There are some people who, you know, don't get it when it comes to, like, connecting with other human beings. And certainly some people are more loners than others. But by and large, when it comes to the human animal,
well, even the loner has some people with whom they need to associate.
Yes. Right, I mean, even if it's just the person who's giving them food or whatever, you know, their cashier at the store or whatever, you still have to interact with people.
And now they're disconnected from those people.
Correct. I mean, you can still see the person, but you can't see the smile on their face. If they are smiling, you can't get any kind of nonverbal communication from that individual.
And often you can barely get verbal communication from those individuals because the mask is stifling whatever they're trying to say.
Yep, that's true. So it is a real disconnection, this whole social distancing thing. going. We've already talked about the difficulties that families are having, especially young children being unwilling or afraid now to get nearby somebody. Were you on that night where there was a story about the little 2-year-old that the New York Times was reporting
people?
On? Yeah, who said, oh, no, people, when people came
Absolutely
here.
Absolutely horrifying.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not going to be bode well for the mental well-being of that child growing up.
No, and that child is probably not alone. There's probably millions of children throughout the United States that are in that same exact position where they view other people as, you know, monsters.
A danger.
Things that they should be mortally afraid of.
Right. It used to be stranger danger when we were growing up. Now it's just everybody's a danger, including your grandmother, including everybody that you care about.
Weigh in on this topic. 603-283-6160.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll free, it's not a toll free number any longer.
All right, now.
It's 603-283-6160.
I don't think it matters, right? Like, how many people actually pay tolls for long distance these days?
I don't.
If you're calling on a cell phone, there haven't been long distance charges on cell phones for 15 years.
Yeah. If not longer. Even most landlines don't have, I mean, most people have internet phones anyway. But even your common landline, I don't think, is going to continue charging you for long distance unless you have some sort of legacy plan that you've never updated.
And there's a lot of people like that out there. So, you know, beware. If you're calling a long distance number from a landline, you still might get charged. But if you're calling from a cell phone, which probably 90% of our callers do, you're probably good to go. And like you said, most phone plans these days include long distance. So
my phone plan includes international calls. For whatever that's worth. I've never had need to make one. I mean, they charge me for that each month. But so, breaking news, or sort of breaking news, Trump calls the COVID relief bill unsuitable and demands Congress add bigger stimulus payments. Maybe he's backing Rand Paul on this one. You know what? Yes, let's just give everyone $30,000 a year. Let's do it. President Donald Trump, in a stunning Tuesday night tweet, called the, because this is how law is done now. Donald Trump tweets, and that's the veto. He called the $900 billion COVID relief package passed by Congress an unsuitable disgrace. He urged lawmakers to make a number of changes to the measure, including bigger direct payments to individuals and families.
You know, I mean, I'm not in favor of welfare, but ultimately,
I would rather individuals get it than corporations.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually a smart move on Trump's part. I mean, obviously, he's on his way out, so it doesn't really matter either way. Like you said, they're just going to do something different when Biden gets in, and then Biden will probably sign it. So there's going to be some people that are mad at him because they wanted their $600 check, but you know, they want the people want things right now, right? Like, so they want their $600 payment right now, even though he's saying he wants the amount to be larger. So technically, that would be good if it did become larger, and maybe it will, maybe it won't. Maybe they'll override his veto. You know, that's also a possibility.
Well, it's very confusing. I'm told that Trump vetoed it, but that may or may not be true. CNBC says that Trump did not threaten a veto. He had been expected to sign the legislation into law, but evidently now he's sending it back, so maybe he did veto it. It's confusing. President Trump, in a stunning Tuesday night tweet, called it that we already went over that. Trump also suggested that his administration might be the next administration, despite his loss to President-elect Joe Biden. The relief legislation passed by Congress Monday. Have you heard about the 60,000 or so Trump supporters that are planning a second inauguration for Trump?
No, I was wondering when they were going to talk about that, because that was what the there was like a left-wing conspiracy theorist who was saying something about that on, I think it was like CNN a month or two ago, that they were worried that Trump was going to have a shadow inauguration or sort of a secondary inauguration where Trump is inaugurated as the new president at the same time that Biden is inaugurated as the new president, which could cause a bit of frustration for certain people and confusion for others. And you know what? If that actually happens, if Trump shows up to this inauguration.
That's the thing. I don't think Trump would actually show up to it. But if he does, oh, man, that is going to be one glorious day.
If he does, it really will. It'll be an amazing thing because it's essentially is saying that there are two clear groups in this country, one which does not recognize Joe Biden as the new president and recognizes Trump, and then the other that recognizes Biden as the president, and that would suggest that this country's heading for a schism that it cannot avoid. And you know what? I would applaud.
I would as well. The president's tweet, which included a video of him discussing what he considered the bill's many flaws, including funding headed overseas, like the $100,000, I think it was, that is going to Pakistan for gender studies or gender programs or some sort of nonsense. The foreign aid provisions are part of a $1.4 trillion measure to keep the government funded, which was paired with the COVID relief bill. Trump did not threaten a veto in the video, and he had been expected to sign the legislation into law. The legislation passed both houses of Congress with veto-proof majorities.
Okay.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple, Trump said in the Vienna. You're not wrong. That's a brilliant move on his part,
mm-hmm.
especially if he knows they're going to pass it anyway because right. they can override his veto, saying, no, look, you need to treat the American people better.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give them more money. The American people, the average ones who are going to eat this crap up, they are going to love this.
Yeah, but like you said, it's a veto-proof majority, so it can easily be overridden.
Yeah, and that's what I would expect. I didn't expect it to veto it, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's unclear whether or not he has. The package includes increased jobless benefits, more small business loans, a direct payment of $600 to individuals, and funds to help distribute COVID-19 vaccines, among other things.
I believe also unemployment of $300 a week.
Yes, bonus. Down for $600.
Right.
Or is it?
Everything's been halved.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was $600 on the first giveaway bill earlier this year. Now it's $300 per week for the unemployment bonus, and it was $1,200 for the stimulus checks. Now it's $600. And the bill itself is about half the size, as far as not the length, but the bill's spending is a little bit less than the previous one, which I was surprised by.
Which should make us ask ourselves, why is it so incredibly long then? Someone pointed out at glive.lrn.fm that Trump should sit on the bill until he personally has read all 6,000 pages.
Well, that's an interesting point, because if he doesn't veto it, how long does it sit with him? Because there's usually a timeout, right, like on some of these things. And I don't know how it works with the federal government, but I know that in New Hampshire, I don't know how it works, but there's like a certain time frame where if the representatives pass a thing, the governor can choose to do nothing. And then the thing will pass on its own. But there's also another time frame where if the representatives pass a thing and the governor does nothing, then the bill fails. So I'm not sure how that all shakes out or if there are similar things at the federal government level. But presumably Trump has the bill for some amount of time. And that's an interesting idea, is to just bide his time, essentially.
So lawmakers were seeking to avoid the expiration of unemployment programs that would cause I can't tell if that's 1.2 or 12 million people to lose benefits the day after Christmas. They also sought to keep an eviction moratorium from lapsing. Without that, tens of millions of people could lose their homes at the end of the month. The size of direct payments were a key sticking point in the final bill, which came after months of failed talks and false starts. I'm honestly shocked. I didn't expect to ever see another stimulus package, including
this year.
I just didn't expect to ever see one. Not one that included direct payments to Americans.
They have to include that, so it makes it look like they're doing something.
And otherwise, that's all it is. Yeah. I mean, $600 is not going to do anything. Unless you take my advice and use that money to buy Bitcoin, which if you did that back in May, and I'm not a financial advisor, but if you did that back in May, then the amount of Bitcoin that you would have purchased would be roughly about 2.5 times what it was then. So
not
I would
bad.
Recommend... If you get this $600 check...
It did better than gold.
Significantly better. Yeah. I mean, Bitcoin, it's almost at 24,000 right now, last I looked. So, I mean, it's still climbing. So they were pushing for $1,200 for individuals, which would have matched what the government sent people earlier this year. But, of course, that didn't happen. It's unclear whether or not Trump is actually going to veto this bill. But, you know, it doesn't really matter whether or not he does. It's a veto-proof majority. It'll just go back to the House, and they'll override the veto. And this will become law anyway. But Trump will have made some virtue signaling points with people, saying, hey, you should give the American people more money, not the corporations. 603-283-6160 is the new call-in number. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. Give us a call. What do you think? Is this the biggest mass looting in American history?
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl. Just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not really, I'm just watch me.
Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The attorney general of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written. Not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News. Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is selecting Secretary of State Alex Padilla as the state's next U.S. senator.
Can you imagine what the mom would be thinking now as I ask you if you want to be the next U.S. senator of the United States, the great state of California?
The Democrat governor making the official ask over a video call with Padilla.
This is the ask, brother. You got to say yes, though, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 is the new call-in line. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. We were just discussing it, and we cannot recommend Bitcoin more highly, or Bitcoin Cash.
I wish I didn't have to recommend Bitcoin, because actually using it is really terrible.
It is.
I mean, buying it and holding on to it is what most people do now. And if you actually go to try to spend it, I spent $10 yesterday to send some Bitcoin to somebody. $10 was the network fee.
I think earlier today it was $7 for next block. I mean, that's just insane.
This wasn't even next block. It was second block.
Oh, my God. So, that's even worse then.
Yep. I don't even know. I didn't even look at what next block would have cost.
Jesus. Well, if you want to learn about Bitcoin Cash, which is an actual usable alternative to Bitcoin, just go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page. They'll fill you in on everything you need to know, the basics of cryptocurrency. It means you no longer have an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. And if you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Or if you want to acquire Bitcoin Cash, you can do that at local.bitcoin.com, where you can buy actual Bitcoin Cash and actually use it as a currency the way it's meant to be. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. Now, Dr. Rand Paul, because I want to stress his credentials here, but really I'm picking and choosing which doctors I want to hear because this doctor is saying something that I like, so this is the one who I support, right? I don't know what the truth is. I have one doctor saying one thing, one doctor saying another thing, and just like everyone else, I'm just going to pick the doctor who's saying what I want to hear.
Well, there's some of the doctors are working for the government.
Rand Paul is among them.
That's true, but he's not working for them as a doctor, right? So Rand Paul is a representative, so-called, or sorry, he's a senator. He is not a government doctor. He's not on the payroll to be a doctor for the government. He's not toting water for whatever the official government line is. So his opinion is going to be very different from the official government goon doctors.
Excellent point. But he's still part of the system, so he has just as much invested in maintaining the power structures as any of the others. The only thing is with Rand Paul is that he does have this little libertarian streak in him that occasionally shines through.
I suspect it's probably a little larger than we might think it is. But yeah, he's pushing it down so I think he can play the game.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Which, yeah, I don't support that personally, but it's not my life.
But he's now come out saying that, you know, none of this crap that we've been doing, the lockdowns, the mandates, the social distancing, the masks, none of it is actually working.
That's correct. In fact, according to an interview he did here, Newsweek reporting on a discussion he had with Breitbart News, he practiced ophthalmology for 18 years before becoming a senator in 2010, so it's actually been a decade that he's been there, ridiculed government mandates and just about any other public health measure taking place since the start of the pandemic in March. Previous reports have noted that Paul's medical certification is contested by some national ophthalmology board members, so apparently they're trying to say he shouldn't even be a doctor. He warned young Americans their high school graduation ceremonies and possibly their 10-year wedding anniversaries a decade from now will be banned by the government if we're not careful to protect our individual freedoms today. He said, quote, every one of the mandates, and you look in the country, you look in country after country, state after state, you look at when the mask mandates went in, the incidents went up exponentially after the mandates. Restaurants, nobody can eat in a restaurant. There's no science behind any of that, Paul told Breitbart's editor-in-chief, who mocked masks as, quote, face diapers, unquote. Now, I think that means the editor-in-chief mocked the masks as face diapers, not Rand.
Sounds like Rand Paul may have been watching Tom Woods lately.
It does sound that way. Regardless of his remarks, this is now Newsweek speaking here, the federal government that employs him does not agree with his anti-mask sentiment, and then they go on to parrot the current recommendations.
Well, strictly
from...
speaking, the federal government doesn't employ Rand Paul. They
right.
pay him, but he's not their boss. I mean, they're not his boss.
Correct. They go on, they then blather about what the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC say. Paul embraced Breitbart's mockery of wearing masks, noting later in the interview, quote, it's like wearing your underwear. You might as well cut your underwear up and wear your underwear's protection. It doesn't work, he said. None of it really makes any sense, he said further, and there's no epidemiological evidence. You know, it's like wash your hands, stand 6 feet apart. There's no evidence that slowed down the spread. The trajectory of the virus hasn't been altered at all by any of these things. But there's a lot that has been altered by these things, as we were talking about earlier, including the relationships that humans have with one another. That has been... I'm not going to say it's going to be impossible to repair that damage, but it's a lot of damage, and it's especially going to be damaging to the elderly at the end of their lives, where they can't see their friends or their family members anymore, which is terrifyingly sad for those people. And then for these young children who are growing up, especially the ones that are too young to remember anything else. It's one thing if you were, you know, 16 last year and you're 17 this year and you've had a full socialized life of knowing people up until this point. It's a whole other thing if you were 2 last year or 1 and then, you know, you're now in this world of mask madness. What is that going to do to these kids?
Yeah, it's the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-olds, and maybe up to the 5- or 6-year-olds, the ones who hadn't even had a normal year of school, those are the ones who worry me because there is no repairing the level of trauma that is being done to these children. I mean, 2-year-olds are saying, oh no, people, and they're meaning it sincerely. There is no way to undo that. It's going to be with that 2-year-old, even as an adult. They're going to carry this fear with them about other people.
Now, there is an interesting story that you and I both picked as show prep tonight. that talks about sort of the pendulum swing, right? So when, you know, we see in society things change over time, right? Whether it's government mandated or not or whatever, it's just over time, there's different trends. And so, you know, in the past, you couldn't go to the beach and, you know, wear a bikini, right? That would have been bad. But now, you know, the bikinis are so tiny that you can barely even see them. And then things start to move in a different direction, right? So what's going to happen? What's the pendulum swing going to be like on this, where people have been forced apart? Are they then going to come together in a way that is more dangerous than ever before? Meaning, you know, is the pendulum swing back going to be a reaction of complete hedonism without regard for, you know, sexual safety, you know, condoms or whatever kind of STD protection? Are we going to see a huge upswing in unsafe behavior sexually as a result of this? There's a story about that coming up, I think.
There is. I mean, we can get into it now if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's pretty much what Rand Paul has to say there, and he's right about that.
So according to the New York Post, a sex-crazed roaring 20s awaits post-pandemic, according to a Yale professor.
That's funny that it happens to be the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the last pandemic was in the
1918, right?
Yeah, so seems about right. Sex, sacrilege, and spending await society on the other side of the coronavirus pandemic. So says Yale professor Dr. Nicholas Christakis in his new book, with an absurdly long title, Jesus Dude, Apollo's Arrow, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live. Someone should have sent that to an editor. According to Christakis, who is also a social epidemiologist, society will make up for lost time as soon as it's safe to, with hedonism quickly replacing conservative socializing, but that reversal remains years away. I, for one, look forward to the sex craze 20s. During epidemics, you get increased...
Are you having a dry spell?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of people probably are, because they're terrified to actually meet up with people, and I'm not.
Didn't you, I don't know if we should talk about this on the air, but didn't you have somebody meet with you that wanted to, like, wear a mask during sex?
Yes, they did, and I threw them out of the house. During epidemics, you get increases in religion.
Hold on, before you go on.
Okay.
They're actually telling people, or at least we reported on this earlier this year, I haven't seen much about it since then, but they were actually telling people that if you're going to have sex, to not look at the person.
Yeah, there have been some really strange guidelines.
Yeah.
More fun stories about this. This was someone I had, you know, been with several times.
Yeah.
They didn't want to wear protection.
Right.
They're more concerned about COVID-19 than they are the risk of HIV,
oh,
and gonorrhea,
God,
and syphilis, and whatever.
Wow.
It's absolutely insane. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. Give us a call. What do you think?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the new call-in number, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Ian, and AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. That is, if you're using the Edge wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash wallets. In those cases, your experiences will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology, and these wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. Lately, I've been finding myself hitting an AnyPay QR code pretty much every day of the last several months. It's great.
We live here in New Hampshire, or in Keene, New Hampshire, so we actually live in the crypto mecca.
And there's very high rates of adoption here. There's a convenience store that is opening right next door to my house.
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly be more convenient. Like, literally, I wake up and go over there and buy a Monster, and it's just, here's the QR code thing. So still half asleep doing this. It's wonderful. Crypto Mecca, that's Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've got three convenience stores that take crypto here.
I'm hoping to get a fourth in the near future.
Ooh.
No one ever knows, man, but yeah. I'm trying.
And there's actually a store that has a crypto vending machine at it, but does not take crypto.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Jake's Five Star.
Well, let's go to
So they've got to be a hot prospect. Sorry, go ahead.
That's an excellent point. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got James from Arizona calling. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Our inaugural caller.
Oh, I need to actually put him on the air. No, I did. James, are you with us?
He should be there.
He's done talking, drag queen James.
Are you starting talking?
Why would anybody need to worry about getting syphilis or HIV from you?
They don't, but they don't know that.
When you brought it up, I didn't.
Yeah,
make
I mean,
that up.
I'm not worried about giving it to anyone, but they should be worried about getting it.
Good to know.
Okay.
Good to know, studio audience. Nobody has to worry about getting HIV or syphilis from James. How do you pronounce your last name again?
Who are you talking to?
Demezzo.
Your first name is James, which it says in your birth certificate. Why
Aria Demezzo. Why don't you respect somebody's chosen name, man? Why are you so rude?
The government that you love actually has decided that my name
Minister
is...
Minister Bernard Freeman, are you just acknowledging that Aria's real name is James?
No, Aria's
why
real name...
Why am I rude?
Her legal name
hey, I call
is Aria Demezzo. It's her legal
mom and dad
name.
I call him what his mom and dad call him. Is that so offensive?
Yeah, they're jerks from what I understand.
Okay, yeah.
One of them's dead, so
that's
she's not calling me anything.
Okay.
Is that all you wanted, James, or did you have a point
it's
to make?
It's so lame. Didn't you have something new to say? It's just the same old crap.
I ever said anything on Free Talk Live, and now you're making fun of me for having said something.
Are you going to cry?
Call you or your name. Call you your name.
Are you drunk?
James, do you have a point?
Do I have a point?
Just like
I'm just saying something that you're talking over that you don't like. Truth.
We keep pausing to give
you're making fun of me for calling
this
you
is
a
your
guy
great truth.
When
this is your big truth for the
fun
night.
Of me, you're making fun of me for calling you a guy when 100% of the live studio audience that doesn't know what you look like,
the
100% of them
audience.
Assume you're a guy.
I don't care what people say, James.
But people keep on calling.
Why
you
do you
a
care so much,
that's
dude?
Fine.
That's a fair question. Why do you care so much,
why
James?
Why do I care?
Yeah.
About the truth? Dude, you're a guy.
I understand.
And tell you otherwise, it's a lie. So why
do you want to be with a man?
Is that not enough for you
do you want
to
be with
you know
a man,
what? I never thought about it that
James.
Way. You're right.
Of course you're thinking
right,
about
James?
It that way.
What am
that's
I
why you're constantly
you
thinking about
asked
your unit.
An answer, but you don't have any comment.
What am I right about? You just told me I'm right. What am I right about?
That you're a guy. You
what is that
said
even?
That you're a guy. You're right about that.
She's
100% right about that.
Does she have a penis?
So
yes.
Let's start. From
so
the
what?
Let's tell the truth. What do you care about what I say? When somebody calls you a she, when you're not.
What do you
that's
care?
That's not right. That's called a lie.
What do you care?
I don't know, Aria. It's like something with these guys that are just absolutely obsessed over you. They come into the D-Live chat room, too, right?
They do quite a lot.
Or Twitch or whatever. I think it seems like more on D-Live. And they're just constantly talking about your gender. And it's like, really? Is that what you think of? Like, if you see a she-male, you use that term, she-male.
Sure.
If you see somebody out there who is presenting themselves and dressing as a woman, but... You know, you can kind of tell they probably were born a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just constantly think about their penis? Is that, like, what makes you... I mean, because this isn't James's first time calling on this topic.
No, absolutely
I mean, he
not.
Has called about your birth gender more times than I can think of. He'll talk about you when you're not sitting here as well.
It always amazes me that people like James talk about my gender and sex more than I do.
And you're, you know, you're pretty horny. I mean, but yeah, he's constantly obsessing over your genitalia. And it just says to me, you know, he's into you.
I really hope not.
He's not your type, huh?
But James, all hope is not lost because coming in 2020, the decade of 2020, the roaring 20s, so you just might find yourself a shemale that you can have sex with. It won't be me. You stay down there in Arizona, you lunatic. During epidemics, you get increases in religiosity. People become more abstentious. They save money. They become risk averse. And we're seeing all of that now, just as we have for hundreds of years during epidemics, Christakis told The Guardian. In 2024, all of these trends will be reversed. As in the roaring 20s, which followed the 1918 pandemic, this will plunge humanity into an era of vice and indulgence. Finally, something to look forward to. People will relentlessly seek out social interaction, said Christakis, naming sexual licentiousness a reverse of religiosity and an economic boom as likely trends. The eventual outcome is fairly predictable, he said, because the ongoing pandemic, although novel to those alive today, is not a new phenomenon in human history. One of the arguments in the book is that what's happening to us may seem to so many people to be alien and unnatural, but plagues are not new to our species, they're just new to us. Past pandemic... plague?
This is really? Not a plague.
Coronavirus? Yeah, I didn't know whether to stop and address that or not, but the absurdity of referring to this as a plague... What are you thinking, man?
Well, it's just the same narrative of, you know, taking whatever the government says and parroting it as though it's the truth, when, you know, the real plague resulted in a tremendous number of humans perishing and actual risk, actual danger to people that were around back then.
I think it was the only time in human history that the death rate exceeded the birth rate for a brief period.
What we haven't seen before is the incredible... overreaction to something so normal, to what is essentially, and you looked up the flu numbers, I don't know if you set them on the air, but they turned out they were way down, which
they were lower than any reported year for the last decade.
Yeah, so what's that about? Are they testing the flu and marking it down as coronavirus? What does that even mean? How are the numbers so low on that? But we've all been through colds and flus, and we've had these, you know, difficulties in our lives, and we've survived them. And for those that haven't, then they haven't. But it hasn't been anything worth remarking. It hasn't been anything unusual. There's over 1 million people that die of TB, tuberculosis, every single year, and nobody freaks out about that. So it's like... this is the only thing that's different now is everybody's flipping out. And this would be the exact same if the flu were treated the same... the media and the government treated the flu like they're treating coronavirus, where there's constant updates on how many people have gotten the flu, constant updates on how many people have died from the flu, constant updates about where the flu is spreading and how, what percentage of the population, and constant updates about how many people are in the hospital. It's just keeping people's attention over something that's essentially unremarkable.
And
I mean, 99.98 or 96% survival rate, that's unremarkable by definition.
And a lot of people want that. A lot of people are arguing now that, yes, every year during flu season, we should mask up. We should socially distance every year.
I don't want to live in that society.
I do not either. Unfortunately, these lunatics took over the entire globe, it would seem.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere we can go to have a society that isn't full of lunatics.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is here, because it's not clear how many people out there are the real lunatics and they're totally afraid of all of this, and how many of them are people that just want to avoid conflict. I mean, my own roommate was in here who he's had a dramatic turnaround over the last year. He started out being literally afraid, but that was, to be fair, at a time when people didn't really know anything at all about this, which, of course, you know, to me, if it's the government saying a thing, I'm just not gonna believe it. But you know, he kind of bought in. He's turned that around. He's against all this nonsense now. But he still wore a mask out today, and actually was around a bunch of nuns at the grocery store who weren't wearing masks, and a lady at the checkout who wasn't, which inspired him to take it off. He should have never had it on in the first place. So there's a lot of people like that that are against them, but still wear them.
603-283-6160.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. Free Ross.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.